The sun rose in all its splendor, casting its golden rays over the city. The cramped homes in the Jewish quarter looked like a golden piece of artwork in a museum. Hoppitzville, a true Ir Ve'em Bisrael, thrived with Jewish life, and with sunrise, the pulse of Jewish Hoppitzville could be felt. The men scurried through the narrow cobblestone streets, hoping to be from the Asura Rishainim, from the first 10 people in shul for the minyan. Yes, indeed, the pulse of Jewish Hoppitzville was beginning to beat to the tune of nothing less than Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Serve Hashem with joy and happiness. For is there anything better in the world than serving Hashem? And it would not be long before that beat of Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha would escalate into a full-blown pounding rhythm of Boyu Lefonov Birnana. Yes, yes! Jewish Hoppitzville of old was indeed an Ir Ve'em B'Yisrael, a mother of Jewish cities that throbbed with Avodas Hashem from sunrise to sunset. However, long before this righteous city awoke, as a matter of fact, when all over the Hoppitzville, young and old, and everyone in between, still slept soundly, the heart of one man in this Ir Ve'em B'Yisrael was pounding wildly, and that was the heart of its Chashevir Rav. Der Hoppitzville Rav. Ah. The Rav was always up at midnight for Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos, Kinderlach, is a special tefillah that real Erl Chayidin say most nights because they miss the Beis HaMikdosh. Yes, yes, the Rav would awake in the dead of night. And the Rav, in his secret room, would light a lone candle. He would sit on the floor, just like we all do on Tisha B'Av. There, in secret. In the Stillkeit for the Nacht! The Rav would weep and bemoan the loss of our Heilige Beis HaMikdash. And the Rav would beg Hashem to take us home. As soon as the Rav finished Tikkun Chatzos, however, he did not waste a second. The Rav immediately washed his face of tears. And right away thereafter, the Rav would sit in his candlelit study throughout the dark night, learning his beloved Torah. The Rav would become one with the Heilige Torah. Not until 7:30 the next morning, when the soft knock of Reb Mendel Mashbak. A Mashbak is short for Meshamesh Bakodesh. A Meshamesh Bakodesh, Kindelech, is a Rav's attendant. An attendant is a helper. The Rav's helper is the Mashbak. Yes, yes. Not until Reb Mendel, the Rav's Mashbak, came knocking on the Rav's door, did the Heilige Rav snap out of his night-long ecstasy, his night-long happiness. The horse and carriage of the Mashbak would whisk the Rav off to the Hoppitzville Shul for Shacharis, and thus would begin yet another day in the Rav's exalted daily avodah. My dear Kindelach, the Gemara in Meseches Chagiga teaches us that kol ha'osek b'Torah b'alayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moshech alav chut shel chesed b'yoyim, which means a person that learns Torah at night, such a person is given from Shemayim an outstanding chen, which means Hashem makes everyone love that person. And to say that everyone in Huppetsville loved the Rav is a gross understatement. Ah, my dear Kinderlach, you cannot begin to imagine what it was like to live in those golden days in the shadow of the great Huppetsville Rav. Life in Huppetsville was like living in Gan Eden Mamish. First and foremost, everyone in Huppetsville davened in the great Huppetsville Shul, together with the Rav. And let me tell you something, Kinderlach, davening with the Rav was like no other davening that you ever experienced. The Rav davened with such gefil, with such kavone. One could feel in the shul the very presence of the Shekhinah during the Rav's tefillahs. It was a storm, a hurricane, a tornado piled into a massive volcano. And all those that davened with the Rav could not help being swept into the Rav's tefillahs. You felt like your tefillahs were going straight up to the Kisei HaKavod. Now I ask you, my dear Kinderlach, for the Rav's davening alone, would you not just love the Rav? But wait! This was not all that the Rav did for the people in Huppetsville. Oh, he did much more. You see, the Rav spent many hours teaching Torah. He gave many shiurim. And by listening to the Rav's shiurim, the people knew exactly how to live their lives like real Yidden. They knew how to come closer to Hashem, oh yeah! But there's a lot more that the Shiurim accomplished. You see, during the Shiurim, the Rav encouraged the people by showing them how special they were and how much Hashem loved them. So I ask you, dear friends, for the Rav's davening and Shiurim alone, would you not just love the Rav? But wait, wait! The Rav did not stop with davening and learning alone, oh no! The people in Huppetsville lived with the Rav on a regular basis, day in and day out. They saw how a real Yid behaves every minute of every day. Kinderlach! Every move the Rav made was with a cheshbon. Every word he spoke was carefully measured. Every glance the Rav took with his heiliga eyes was carefully thought through. Even the Rav's very thoughts were judiciously guarded. Judiciously, Kinderlach, means carefully. The Rav was very careful to only think of good things. Taracht gut, vet sein gut. Now, you might think that a person that is so careful with every move they make would be maybe a little bit nervous and perhaps a bit abrupt. Not at all. Just the opposite. The Rav was the most patient, relaxed, and by far the happiest person in all of Huppetsville. And all of Huppetsville tried their best to emulate the Rav. Everyone tried their very best to be like him. Living in the atmosphere of a man such as Huppetsville Rav gave the people a very real understanding that Hashem had given them a giant in their midst. And they'd best use every second that this Rav was with them to come closer to Hashem. As you can well imagine, the Huppetsvillites loved the Rav more than life itself, for after all, the Rav was bringing them closer to Hashem every minute of every day. The average Huppetsvillite could not even begin to imagine life without their great Rav. But that, my dear Kinderlach, was all about to change.